This is Michael from the RPG Academy podcast, the flagship program of the RPG Academy Network, and you're listening to Redemption, part of the RPG Academy Network, and we are damn proud to have them.
This is Redemption, an actual play podcast set in the Star Wars role-playing game system, with Chris Berlew as the GM and also the droid R3A1.
Well, Tazi said he was after my job.
Kendall Jung as the Twi'lek former Padawan, Karel.
We're horrible bodyguards. We should have stopped that.
Michael Waldschlager II as the Duros pilot, Tazi.
I did not order a monkey lizard.
And Nathan Robinson as the Nautilin gunner, Kao.
I'll probably shoot him. He'll probably be dead. It's not like we don't have anybody hunting us anyway, so...
With special guest, Danny Neary, as Varita. Episode 314, Home Improvement. With the weighty matter of lunch behind them, Karel, Kao, and Mr. Tazi rush back to the ship to answer A1's emergency call. What could have happened on the ship in their short absence? And how will it involve blaster fire?
About this time, I'm going to flip a dark side over to a light side. All of your comms go off.
Hi! Hello! 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 Hello!
They one at a time, guys.
Get off me! Griffin monster.
What? Hello? Hello?
You hear the sound of something slam into metal, and then the comms turn off again.
Check, please!
No time, guys, no time. And Tazi, like, throws just a handful of credits on the table as the three of us, like, stand up
and run for the door.
Okay, and we cut over as you guys pull up in the speeder. You guys notice all around the ship, there are several large cargo containers. They're all around the ship, and you see all sorts of hull plating has been put all around. And, Karel, I'll make a quick mechanics check. It'll be a simple mechanics check.
That's 5 successes and 2 threats.
Far more containers than your ship needs for repairs.
Guys, there's... Okay, I think somebody's building a fort out of our ship. That's a lot of stuff.
That it sounds like something A1 would do, honestly.
We need to get... let's go. Carl's just going to run straight towards
Okay. Let's go.
Do you guys all run on the ship? You guys hear it coming from the cargo bay? Not the one that has KO's workstation and AO's workstation, but the empty one. You guys all come, you know, charging down there, running down, guns drawn and ready to go.
Yeah. Yep.
You guys get there and you're all kind of stopping your tracks. Is A1 is currently got one of those monkey lizards on his head, and it's banging its beak into his head, and he's got a little holdout blaster, and he's trying to shoot it, and he's just screaming, "Griffin monster, get off me!" And he slams his dome into the wall, trying to get this monkey lizard off of his head, and it's giggling. It's goofy little voice.
I think there's like a silent shot of like literally Tazi and Karel and Kao kind of looking back and forth to each other.
Okay, I have many questions.
It's not really a what. It's more of a why.
Maybe we should get that off of him and then we ask the question.
No, I feel like he deserves this. I just think.
Well, then where did he get the monkey lizard?
Why? That's all I want to know.
A1, or what's going on?
As soon as you say it, he turns around and just...
Get this monster off me!
And he just starts rolling right towards you as fast as he can.
Whoa! And Tazi is not prepared for the impact of A1 running into him. Tazi is bowled over by A1 and quickly becomes entangled with A1 and the monkey lizard.
Karel looks at the mess on the floor. We're horrible bodyguards. We should have stopped that.
Oh, no, we're back on the ship. That's over now.
Oh,
get off me.
Okay.
They want to off me. What is this thing? What is this thing?
That's a monkey lizard.
Kao's going to go for like a real quick snatch of the monkey.
Oh. You know, if you were wearing your flight suit properly, it wouldn't have gotten its teeth into your arm.
As soon as Kao, you reach your hand out, the monkey lizard just stops and runs up your arm and just sits on your shoulder and kind of leans its head against your head.
Well, that's new.
Friend of yours?
And it's kind of taking a tan and kind of just quietly petting your forehead.
No, not really. This is a new one.
I reach down to help A1 to his feet.
A1 gets up.
Tazi gets to his feet, and he's got little small cuts and bites all over his, like, his shoulders and his neck and kind of around his head. And just looks furious at this thing and then looks back at A1 and is like, what is it doing on the ship? How did it get here? What happened now?
And what are all those crates outside for?
It came with the crates.
Why did you order a monkey lizard?
I didn't.
Kale, why did you order a monkey lizard?
I didn't.
Tazi, why did you...
I did not order a monkey lizard.
Well, it wasn't me, so...
He didn't. I have a letter that came with it.
A letter?
Well, it's more of a hollow message.
Oh, my sweet tea. How are you, darling?
Oh, we missed her.
I took the ships that you recovered when we got the Bacta and traded them for some improvements on your ship.
That's nice.
You'll be getting a Class 1 hyperdrive installed, moving your Class 2 for backup. And I'm getting you some more armor so my sweet little boy's protected. Now, don't you forget about protecting other things. Although, I wouldn't be mad if grandbaby was in my future. For Kale. Oh, Kale. Not that you ever shoot blanks or anything, but I'm upgrading your guns so that you have double the chances of hitting.
That's nice.
Just remember that next time I see you. Karel, I don't want you to feel left out or anything, sweetheart. So I'm upgrading the upper guns, too. I was curious how you were keeping your lacoo nowadays. I was hoping that maybe you'd hollow chat me. I miss seeing your beautiful face. Sweet tea, remember how you used to cry into your pillow at night because you wanted a pet? Well, you didn't think I saw it, but I did. You were weeping like a naughty Wookiee boy on Love Day morning. Well, sweet tea, I got you a monkey lizard of your very own. I don't know if it's a boy or a girl, but maybe you can figure it out.
His head.
I thought I was better with anatomy, but apparently experience doesn't count for this. I miss you, sweet tea, and all your friends, too. Don't you forget to call your mama every now and then. I love you, even if you are getting a little bit fat.
Kev just looks at the thing on his shoulder.
If a monkey lizard could purr, it's almost purring as it just sits there on your shoulder.
So it looks like Mom got that for you.
No, she said her little boy.
No, I know that's what she said, but I'm just saying... I'm just saying, this seems to have taken a particular liking to you, so we're just going to assume that she got it for you.
No, I'm not having a monkey lizard on me.
It's too late, it's on you.
Monkey lizards actually tend to bond with people based on their scent.
It's going
to
be a really sad monkey lizard when I leave it here.
Well, where are you going? Are you leaving us again?
No.
Where are you going?
Where are you going?
Inevitably, we're leaving.
Well, it can come along.
No, it can't.
Well,
I'll tell you what. You can be the one to call my mother and tell her that you're leaving her monkey lizard on planet.
It's not my monkey lizard. It's your monkey lizard.
No, it is yours now.
You need to take care of it.
It claimed you.
What are you going to call
it? I'm calling your mother immediately, and I'm going to tell her.
You call my mother. That's fine. You know what? You call my mother.
I'm going to do it right now.
Go for it.
I'm calling her.
You're paying the charges for that call.
That's fine. I will. I've got the extra.
And a monkey lizard.
I don't have a monkey lizard.
It's right there.
It's
possession
right on
is
your
9/10 of the law.
I'm giving this to a shelter then.
No.
I'm not taking monkey lizard with me. It's not happening. Don't whimper at me.
It starts kind of it's rubbing
not
its head
bad when it's
against
not,
your
when
head.
It's not biting and scratching.
Yeah, okay, get off my shoulder, monkey lizard. Can you do that? Can you go sit over there somewhere?
Picture it hopping up and like climbing his tentacles and perching on top of his head.
No. This is why I'm not taking this with me. Not doing this. No.
It's a good look for you.
No. Not happening.
Mr. Tazi thinks you should keep this.
It's over now, Tazi. No. Mm-mm.
Oh, you're sick of that game? Because I kind of like it now.
No, that game was over when we got back on the ship.
The monkey lizard just sits on... It climbs off your shoulder and... Thanks. Kind of... hisses at A1 as it walks by, and it just kind of walks over and sits on Corell's foot and kind of wraps its arms and tail around Corell's foot.
Look at that. It's not just me.
Well, like, so all of us, except A1.
That makes sense. A1's kind of a, you know.
Well, he smells like mechanics. Like I said, monkey lizards bond with people based on their pheromonic signature.
So then, why did it bite Tazi?
Well, it was biting him because you were there.
No, it started biting me because you basically, like, ran into me like a battering ram with him on your head.
Well, I thought you'd step to the side and grab him as I went by.
Well, you didn't give me a lot of time to respond. You just kind of, like, ran at me, or wheeled at me, or sped at me, or whatever you want to call it.
I guess we should hire you a better bodyguard.
That was over. Didn't you pay attention?
Anyway, I can't believe that she's paying for that many upgrades to the ship, but I'm not going to look a gift mother in the mouth, so... I don't recommend either of you doing it either. She can bite. If she gets mad enough, she'll bite.
Well, I think I'm pretty safe. I'd be more worried about Kale.
Why?
So do we have is there monkey lizard chow? I mean, I guess we need some supplies.
Sure. I could make him into chow.
No, we already told you you're not allowed to cook anymore.
I'll clean him. He looks over at Kayo. You cook him.
OA1, you're such a kid.
No, just honestly, nobody wants to eat that. Monkey lizard is horrible.
Krell reaches down and picks up the monkey lizard carefully and walks over by Tazi, kind of trying to judge the monkey lizard's reaction to him. I'm going to spend that light side point to have it reach out to him like a toddler reaching for his mom.
Okay.
Oh, he likes you. See, it's just A1. And she reaches over and puts the monkey lizard on Tazi's shoulder.
Oh, look.
He curls up all as cute as a monkey lizard can.
It looks so adorable on you.
And the shade of green that it is really sets off your colors.
Yeah, so nice, isn't it? Yeah, isn't it great?
You know, speaking of that, I'm going to go. You need new clothes. I think we should go get him some clothes.
Let's go get him new suits.
And he can spend some time bonding with his new friend.
Yes. All right. Excellent. Enjoy that, Tozzy. Mr.
Tozzy. Have a good day, Mr.
Tozzy. All right.
Krell turns to walk out.
Kayo walks with her.
A1 just looks at Tozzy.
Watching them walk down the gangplank off the ship, Tozzy looks up and looks over at A1 and says,
give me a minute, pal. I'll be right back.
And he goes to the snuggle pod and grabs a couple of pillows out of the snuggle pod. Then takes the pillows back to the gunnery pod and goes into the shared compartment and grabs a couple of KO's old shirts and makes a little nest of sorts in the gunnery pod. And he takes the monkey lizard. He kind of like nudges him down onto his arm and then puts him into the little nest. I just kind of leave him there and make sure that he seems comfortable.
Yeah, he curls up after a little bit and takes a little nap. He's had a rough afternoon. After all, fighting with another droid.
And Tazi stands up and gets on his comm.
Hey, guys, where'd you go?
We're going to cut back a little bit to them leaving the ship. I saw, like, clothing store about 3 blocks that way, so we can just go there. I've got his measurements. He'll never notice.
Perfect.
I think we should actually get him real clothes, though.
I mean, we can get him, like, some casual outfit and then maybe another flight
suit. Something
looks
good, but, I mean, no, let's not do the sequence thing. It was kind of a one-and-done thing, so. Yeah,
definitely, probably maybe a bright red. Not, like, too bright, but, like.
Well, I would say something with red accents so they go set up as.
Yeah, good. So maybe, like, a dark gray and some red accents, maybe.
Yeah, that might be good, right. Yes.
Because he's blue, so with red eyes, yeah.
That, and definitely some new undershirts. That thing looked like
he'd been wearing that for years.
It looked really uncomfortable.
It looked not great now.
So we go to, and there's a store, it's just called Sam Vertini's Clothery.
Okay.
So we walk in and just kind of look around for someone to help us.
A young teenage little DeRozian girl pops up.
Hi, what can I do for you?
We need some clothes made for a friend of ours. Your shop says ready in an hour. Does that include adjustments?
Sure.
Okay. And Krell brings up a hollow of Tazi. And the first one she brings up is accidentally the picture of him with Isla. No, not that one. And then she brings up another one where he's just standing by himself looking angry. He's about this tall. Here's his measurements. We need another flight suit kind of like this. Maybe something in a darker gray with some highlights that bring out his eyes.
She looks at the picture. Sure. The dad section's over here.
Okay.
We also need some undershirts for him. Something like a little bit more snug than like it. It was weird. He was wearing something
like
I don't understand.
Not like a tankini or anything. No. Maybe something with sleeves. And do you think he'd like this? It's got vertical stripes.
No. Verticals. He's already really thin.
Yeah. I guess that would really accentuate that, wouldn't it? Plaid, maybe?
No, too much. He's already got his big eyes.
There's a lot of color already. That's probably a good point. Uh-oh. I think he heard us. Should we answer it or just let it go to voicemail?
Nah, we can answer. It's not...
All right.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, guys, where you at?
Clothing store.
Clothing store.
Oh, you actually went to
buy
do
you
that?
Clothes?
Yes, totally.
Why wouldn't we buy you clothes? We said we're going to go, hey, Tozzy, we're going to go buy you clothes.
Oh, I like that. That's got more sequins than his current one.
I'm concerned that you...
yes. More sequins for
I'm concerned that you don't really know the style of clothing that I like.
Does this purple set off his eyes?
Yeah, definitely.
All right, you guys, sure. That's fine. Go ahead and keep shopping with the proviso that I may not wear any of what you purchased.
Sure, no,
that's
you win, Mr. Tozzy.
That's not a problem.
All right, well, have fun. I'm going to I'm gonna go back to the dine-in, I think, and just go have a drink.
All right.
You want to meet me there after?
Sure.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, we pick out a few more outfits for Tazi.
Things that he will actually wear.
Yeah, and I mean, there's one really nice outfit. I mean, it's almost like what we would say is a polo shirt in this kind of a dark, steely gray. It's just got enough of a blue hint that it would set off his coloration really well. And some tight, not like skin tight, but form-fitting black trousers for
him. And the camera cuts back over to Tazi just as you're walking off the ship. You notice a very boxy-shaped astromech droid comes rolling up. And surprisingly, he doesn't just beep and whistle at you. He actually has a vocoder built in.
Is this the Crowd's Fang?
Yes, it is. Can I ask what your business is?
Are you Captain Ensign Tazi, the liberator of slaves and the defender of the weak? The brave and courageous Captain Tazi that shot at Count Dooku?
I am all of those things.
Tazi tries his best to puff up his chest and look a little bit more like the image this droid must have imprinted in its memory.
The droid looks at him and goes,
I'm R2ZK3, but my friends call me Zeke. I've been looking for you guys.
Zeke, that's an interesting name. Zeke, why are you looking for us?
Because you pilot the Crowlet's Fang that's known to liberate slaves, and I was once a slave.
Oh, well, okay. Sure. All right, what can we do for you?
I wanted to join the movement to free more slaves.
Movement? It's not really so much a movement. We've freed slaves in the past, and one of our crew members is particularly passionate about freeing slaves, but that's not really, we don't have a...
Then you could have two.
What's the best way to put this? Zeke, we're not hiring at the moment.
You don't have to pay.
No, we don't have...
I can work.
I don't know that we have enough room on the ship for the cargo that we carry and the four crew members we have, including myself, another droid. In fact, I don't even know that a power plant could take the load of another droid, you know, powering up. We run pretty tight here on resources. Tell you what, Zeke, do you have a comm code or any other way we can maybe contact you if we have need of your services?
I was a bartender, and I did other stuff on a big pleasure yacht. Not like the, you know, not the bad kind of pleasure yachts, but like the ones that rich people went to. I know how to massage
those. Those are the bad kind of pleasure yachts. I mean, you realize all pleasure yachts are basically the same.
But ours was legal.
Who said that?
Zeke.
You're Zeke.
I know. I just said it.
Who told you that your pleasure yacht was legal?
Oh, the Republic. We were licensed.
On what planet?
Coruscant.
Zeke,
and he pops a little drink out of the top.
See? Really good bartender.
Where'd you get that?
I have an internal bar.
What kind of drink is that?
It's a golden sunrise.
Tazi, could you make a discipline check to resist his charm? It's going to be a red and one purple. This smells very, not fruity, but very, it's got a hint of spice.
That is one success and one advantage.
Okay. He's just holding the drink there. He's like,
I can make these, and I'm programmed in 10,000 other drinks, as well as cooking, cleaning.
So Zeke, I'm gonna just be straight with you. We have a cook. We don't have a need for a bartender because I basically only drink one thing, and I keep it on hand.
I can make it.
No, I don't need you to make it.
I can bring it to you.
We have an engineer.
Well, that's good because I'm not good with mechanics.
We already have an astromech droid that can do all the things that you can do. Yeah.
Yeah, I saw him.
You saw him.
I heard that he saved your life.
In a way. From a certain point of view. But Zeke, I'm sorry, I have to be straightforward. I have no need of your services right now.
He kind of leans his head forward a little bit and kind of rolls away slowly. And then stops and looks like,
Acupuncture?
What is that?
It helps relieve tension. There's pressure points on your body.
No, that's why I have the drinks.
This makes the drinks better.
I feel like you're reaching, Zeke.
He just kind of puts his head down and kind of...
What's the story?
Rolling away.
No, Zeke, come back. What's the story? Why are you pushing so hard to get on the ship?
Because I don't want to be a slave anymore.
I thought you weren't a slave. You said you used to be a slave.
I may be running.
Maybe.
Maybe a lot.
Tazi sits down on a crate near one of the larger containers and kind of motions Zeke over to him.
He rolls over.
Just tell me what's going on. Don't give me the hard sell. Just tell me what's happening.
So there's stories that you freed slaves, and one of them was a droid.
So...
And now other droids won't be free. But technically we can't.
All right, so Zeke, A1 was... A1 came with the ship that I have here behind me. He was part of the ship when it was given back to me. So A1 wasn't a slave, per se, to a person. We just basically told A1 that he could do whatever he wanted to do. And then he made his own decisions. Zeke, you can do the same thing. I don't see a restraining bolt on you.
Yeah.
So you can make your own decisions. If you're unhappy with your droid lot in life, you have the ability to change that. That's up to you. I don't recommend a memory wipe, however, because that'll pretty much get rid of everything that you're making decisions on. But, you know, if you can stay away from those, I mean, what's making you go back to your master now?
He's coming to try to find me.
So hide.
I don't know how.
Don't know how to hide?
Make a perception check.
Difficulty 2?
Just 2, yeah.
The 1 advantage.
Okay.
That's why I'm here. I want to learn how to hide and teach other droids to be free. And I hear that Kao is a great warrior and Krell is a great mechanic and that you lead them.
Well, I mean, yeah, I mean,
you are strong and wise and knowledgeable and resourceful.
I'm not going to argue any of the points you're making.
And I heard you're the best pilot ever.
Simply to say, oh, thank you for that. But simply to say, I don't lead them. They make decisions. We make decisions as a group. Like, that's how that works. I can't teach you how to hide. I can't teach you how to be your own droid. You just have to make the decision to do it and do it.
Okay. I understand.
And then he just kind of turns and rolls away slowly.
Oh, here's one. I'll give you this.
And Tazi pulls a scrap of paper off of one of the loading containers and jots something down on it real quick.
That's A1's comm code. He might have some better advice for you as, you know, again, he is a droid and may have some particulars on how to do these things. But I don't really have anything for you other than that, Zeke. I'm sorry.
Okay. Thank you.
Good luck, buddy.
You too.
Then he rolls away and stops and looks over his shoulder at one point. And then turns and kind of rolls around one of the cargo containers.
So this way back, Kay and I are coming back with like 3 large bags of clothing.
As you guys walk up, you two see a kind of a square-shaped astromech droid come rolling up.
Hey, are you Kao Greel, Gunner Extraordinaire? And this must be Corral.
Yes?
Mighty warrior, beautiful,
he's
intelligent.
He's definitely related to A1.
Great mechanic.
Probably. What can we do for you?
I was told that your ship is a group decision.
Yes.
Well, yeah, I mean, Tazi's our captain, but I mean, we kind of run it we get along.
I would like to offer my services.
Services of what? For what? To whom?
To the ship.
Well, what do you do?
What do you do?
Acupuncture, deep tissue massage, cleaning, ooh, cooking.
Ooh. Well, he already cooks.
Yeah, I already
cook. The rest of it doesn't sound bad, though.
Can I carry that for you? Those look heavy.
Oh, sure. Here. She sets it on top of his head.
I mean, I'm going to say this, and I don't want you to take this wrong. But we already have one snarky speaking droid. I don't know if I have enough room in my heart for another one.
Well, we were thinking, I mean, remember Burita suggested maybe we should get a cleaning droid.
Right, but I'm just thinking all the talking.
Well, anyone could probably get along very well.
I think we would.
They could get along really well.
Yeah.
Think about what your statement just said. Think about it.
Nope.
Yeah.
Think it through.
Yeah.
They could get along.
Yeah.
Really well.
Just like we all could.
Well, why don't we just take him? I mean, let's take him and we can talk to Tazi and A1.
Nope, you're not. You're not getting it.
What?
I do manicures and pedicures.
Oh, I really like him.
I bet you do. No, well, fine. We'll go talk to Tazi. That's fine.
What was your name again?
R2ZK3. But my friends call me Zeke.
Nice to meet you, Zeke.
Nice to meet you.
This is Kao. We are kind of we make group decisions, so
yeah, why don't
we
take Tazi told me.
Oh, you already met Tazi.
Yeah.
Oh, perfect. We'll just go and chat with Tazi then.
Yeah.
Yeah, no problem.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Would you like a drink?
No, I wouldn't.
What do you have?
Currently a Golden Sunrise.
I don't allow myself to drink alcohol anymore.
Oh, I have non-alcoholic ones.
Do you have any frelp?
Yes.
Oh.
Freshly squeezed.
Is it cold?
Yes.
I love cold frelp.
I have an internal cooling unit.
That's amazing. Does he pop out a glass of frelp? Take it. This is really cool. It's cold. Could you actually drop the cryogenic level of your cooling unit to create like a slush?
Maybe you could. I'm not a mechanic.
Well, we'll talk to A1. He does the improvements on the ship.
Oh.
I fix things that are broken.
I'm not broken.
He improves things. Right, so we'll talk to... Hey, there's Tazi, and A1's there too. Hey, guys!
Kao's literally just shaking his head the whole time.
The camera pops over to A1 and Tazi and A1.
Tazi looks down to A1 real quick and says, pretend you didn't hear that. Just act like they're not here.
Okay.
Hey, guys, we ran into Zeke on the way back from the clothing shop. Why are you...
Tazi's walking back up the gangplank.
Tazi, we're right here.
A1's like...
A1, come here.
He's working on something on the ship.
A1, come here. Meet Zeke. A1?
What?
This is Zeke. A1?
He just turns and wheels himself up the gangplank.
What was that?
And he rolls up to Tazi. Should I shut the door? Like, how far
away? No, that's too much. No, just...
Come on, Zeke. Let's go on board.
Okay.
Kayla's literally standing there just like... This cannot end well.
Wow. It's even more magnificent than I thought.
It's a little dirty. I mean, Tazi's mom was on the ship for a little while last week, and she helped clean up a lot of it, but it could use a A1, come here!
A1 just looks at Tazi. I think they're coming this way. So,
no, they're definitely coming this way.
What are we... Why are we
ignoring? I'm going to go to the cockpit. You go to the cargo bay and pretend to invent something.
A1, Tazi, this is Zeke.
Hey, A1, Zeke wants to take your job.
What?
What?
Oh, this is good.
Wait a minute. Okay, what's going on here?
Tazi walks past Corell and goes to the cockpit.
Okay, ship vote. Does Zeke stay or Zeke go? I like him. I think he could stay.
I say yeah.
Don't get a vote yet.
You don't have a vote.
Oh.
Kale, what do you say?
I don't say anything right now. I have no idea what's going on. All I know is that I don't think we should probably have a second droid.
So are you voting no?
Yeah, I'm voting no.
I think you should sit down. You look tired.
I'm not tired, robot.
You look like you're weary and tension in your shoulders. I can fix that.
And he pops out two little arms that actually have little fingers on them, and he starts moving in a massaging motion. Go ahead and roll a discipline charm. It was the same thing as a red and a purple.
Well, it's nothing, but I have a despair, so... Kao sits down, and he's like, well, I mean, you know, just a back massage can't hurt anything. Go ahead, little guy.
He's good at it. It's relaxing.
I'm not gonna lie. I can get used to this.
See?
And you start noticing, as you're sitting there, a scent of lavender.
The little hands that are massaging the little, like, metal hands actually start vibrating on your shoulders.
Oh. And they're warm.
Oh, that's good. So, I changed my vote. He can stay.
All right, A1, what do you think? hang on. I'll be right back, Zeke. A1? Kroll heads to the cargo bay.
A1's in the back. He's got several parts out on his little workstation, and he's just kind of stacking them on top of each other, doing a very poor job of pretending to invent something.
A1?
Yeah. What?
We're talking about Zeke. He's a droid. And he said that he really admires you. Why are you being so rude?
He can't have my job.
He's not going to have your job. He can't do anything you can do. He's a bartender, an acupuncturist, which I don't think these guys know what acupuncture is, because if somebody came at me with needles, I'd be kind of upset. But hey, we'll let him figure it out on their own. And a cook, and a cleaning.
Kao stabbed you with a needle more than once.
Well, that was because it's medical. Okay, look it up when you get a minute. But that's beside the point. He can't do all the things you do. He can't astrogate. He can't improve things around the ship.
Why is he here?
He wanted a job. And he heard about us somewhere. At least come and meet him. Because we need to vote and see if we can allow him to join. You're part of this crew. You have a voice. It's an important role that you have to fill. Will you at least come meet him?
Yeah, sure.
All right, come on.
I don't have to like him, though, do I?
If it happens, it happens. I'm not going to order you to do anything.
Okay.
Come on. What do we see when we approach Kao and Zeke?
I mean, he's massaging my back.
He said, As you walk up, you start to smell lavender. And there's some, like, soft music playing.
Soft jizz.
Kale's got his eyes closed. He's kind of humming along to the jizz music.
R3A1, this is... I'm so sorry, Zeke. I didn't catch your actual designation.
R2ZK3.
R2ZK3, also known as Zeke to his friends.
A1 looks at him. Oh, R2 units.
You two get acquainted. I'm going to go talk to Tazi. And Carol walks down towards the cockpit.
Zeke just looks at A1 and goes,
while I'm massaging, it needs to be quiet. We'll talk later.
Oh, no, please. Have a conversation. Don't even mind me. It's not like I'm even here.
And that cuts off as Carol walks into the cockpit and shuts the cockpit door behind her.
Okay.
And just kind of leans against it, looking at the back of Tazi's head.
Yes.
So, you're being kind of rude to Zeke.
Well, I already had a conversation with Zeke.
He said he met you.
Yeah, we talked.
Okay.
Apparently, he thinks we're some kind of, like, liberators for droids.
Well, yeah. I mean, we kind of did liberate A1.
Yeah, a special circumstance.
Yeah.
So, I tried to let him down easy and tell him that we did not need anybody on the ship, we didn't need his services, and that if he wants to be a free droid, that he needs to make that decision on his own. He's not wearing a restraining bolt.
What? Wait, is he owned by somebody now?
He said he is.
Well, I mean, that's kind of a different thing.
Yeah, which I didn't want to get involved in, which I thought I made it clear to him, but apparently, yeah.
Well, I mean... I'm kind of looking at this from a standpoint of he could be useful around the ship. He says he cleans and cooks. And K.O. is apparently almost falling asleep under his massage right now.
Once I disabused
A1 of the notion that Zeke was after his job, I think they're going to get along okay. But it is, at the end of the day, it's your ship. I wanted you to be part of this discussion, and you ran away in here.
Well, I didn't run away. I've already had the discussion with him.
Well, no, you ran away twice. You ran away onto the ship, and then when we came on the ship, you ran away to the cockpit.
Because I didn't want to talk to Zeke again. That's not running away.
Didn't you just say that? Then I wouldn't be chasing you down, and we wouldn't be having this awkward conversation.
No, we'd just be having this awkward conversation outside.
Well, we wouldn't be having the awkward conversation about the awkward conversation. We'd be having the conversation about Zeke.
Fine, I'll concede that point.
Thank you. But I
I understand what he wants to learn how to hide, or he's, I don't know what he's told you, but he told me that he wanted to be free of his master, and apparently we are some kind of, we free slaves. And I said, yes, we have freed slaves, but it's not like our primary mission in life.
Well, I mean...
You know, we have a vested interest in it to a point, but at the same time, it's not something we go out looking for. And, again, this droid literally just rolled up and says he wants to be free. I mean, all I can tell him is, so go be free. I mean...
Well, how about, could we try...
We didn't override anything in A1's programming to make him free. No, we just told A1 he can be free.
Well, we also helped him along that path. Maybe, how about, would you be amenable to maybe...
If you want to take on a pet project, take on a pet project.
No, it affects all of us. What I'm saying is, why don't we at least... take him with us on our next trip wherever we're going. I mean, we're going to be on Duro for a little while, but we take him wherever we're going and see, you know, give him a taste of what he's after.
Okay, so...
And we tell him it's probationary.
Again, if you want to run with this, Corell, this is your pet project. This is your baby. If you want to do this, feel free. I'm not going to stop you. I'm not going to keep you from using the resources of the ship to help this droid, but I have no vested interest in this.
I understand what you're saying. I'm frankly just a little disappointed, but...
Oh, you're going to pull the disappointed card on me.
Carol just shrugs and turns a little too slowly to make it look natural. She turns, walks through the cockpit door, closes it behind her, and walks away.
As Carol walks away, you just happen to notice that A1 is just sitting there staring at Zeke. And Zeke is just sitting there continuing to... He's now up on KO's, like, temples.
Oh, yeah!
And as you pass the gunnery pod, the little monkey lizard wakes up, and he comes climbing out, and he's making little monkey lizard noises.
Oh, hey there, little guy. You found yourself a home?
A1's dome turns around. And then you just hear Zeke go,
oh, you have a monkey lizard. I can take care of that.
Well, this is Tansy's monkey lizard. We haven't given him a name yet, or her
droid,
a name.
I don't think handles his business. I'm telling ya.
Oh, I'm sorry. You wanted me to be quiet during the massage.
You kind of hear a little hissing from the monkey lizard. You hear that the telltale click of A1 pulling out his little holdout blaster.
A1, no.
What?
Put it away.
I'm getting better with it.
Put it away.
The lizard? I will.
No. Okay, it's right behind K.O. No.
I won't shoot him.
No.
This time.
No.
K.O., can you move a little to the right?
Sure. Okay, move a little to the right.
Is that better?
Put it away.
He puts it away. And then the monkey lizard just kind of reaches over and wraps its arms around Karel's leg.
Karel just kind of isn't paying a lot of attention to it, but doesn't, like, shoe it or anything. She's waiting for the massage tent. So there's a long montage of just K.O. getting everything massaged.
Yep.
It cuts to that, and it cuts to Zeke, and then it cuts to A1, who's staring at Zeke. Then it cuts over to the monkey lizard, who's, like, rubbing her face on Karel's shin. And then it cuts back to A1, who's now glaring at the monkey lizard. Then it cuts up to Karel, who's, like, filing her fingernails as she leans against the door.
Black screen, 20 minutes later.
Yep.
Oh, no, that's good. That's enough. Oh, man, I feel relaxed.
I should hope so. You were snoring.
I know. I haven't slept like that since
Ayla. So, R3A1, this is Zeke.
Yeah, we met.
Glad to meet you.
Zeke, tell A1 what you do and what you can't do. Start with what you can do, because what you can't do may take a while.
Massage, I can do cooking, cleaning, bartending. I can take care of the lizard, the monkey lizard. And I can't do mechanic. I'm not very good with computers. I work on a pleasure ship that was based on Coruscant. So it was legal. It wasn't like one of the hut ones where it's dirty.
And why did you pick our ship?
Because everybody knows it's you guys free slaves.
Girl looks at A1 at that point.
Yeah, we did it once. And Zeke's like,
yeah, why stop there?
Actually, A1, if you're talking about slaves, we've done it more than once. There were the people we delivered to Kashyyyk, the people we found on Rhodia, you.
Yeah, so you're saying you want us to start freeing more slaves?
Well, I'm always going to answer yes to that. You know that. I just was thinking you'd be a little more sympathetic since he's pretty much in your treads. Where you were when we found you. So, I think Kale and I would enjoy having Zeke's services. Tazi is non-committal at this point, perhaps a little negative, but I would like to hear from you. I mean, you have a perspective on this that we don't. If you feel threatened by him, I understand, and we will...
Well, Tazi said he was after my job.
Well, we just talked about this. What can you do that he can do? There's almost no overlap. Would you like to start cleaning up or giving K.O. massages? I think the only thing that Zeke has said he does that you've done before is give people drinks.
Yeah. All right. I'll give him a chance. You hear a little.
Yippee!
Okay, Zeke, how about this? We'll make you a deal. We're going to be on Duro for a little while.
Okay.
And we're going somewhere eventually. I don't know where. At the end of that trip, wherever we go next, we will meet again and discuss whether or not you can stay on.
Okay.
So you're probationary. We also want to give you a little taste of freedom to see if it's what you think it is.
Okay.
But if at that point it doesn't work out, no hard feelings, right?
Deal.
All right. Now, I had one question based on something Tazi said. Are you running away from someone right now?
Yeah.
You have an owner?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I said.
Who is that owner?
Is it Trandoshan?
Oh, that seems ridiculous.
No, Trandoshan's own droids a lot. I'm just... Oh, okay, you're being sarcastic. Does he have a name?
Tamor.
Oh, okay. It's not Kratos.
Not Kratos, yeah, no, that's
okay.
What
I'm a little bit okay with that, yeah.
Who's that?
Don't worry about it.
He is a bad man.
Bad Trandoshan.
Very bad man.
Bad.
Yes.
Very bad.
Yes. Okay. She reaches down and unwraps the monkey lizard from her shin and attaches it to K.O.'s bicep. Can you try and talk Tazi down? Just let him know what I did. Zeke and I are, and A1, you, if you want to come along, we're going to go talk to his owner, and I'm going to see about getting his freedom.
I mean, that sounds like a not great idea, but, you know, do what you want to do.
Well, we... And she puts a finger down to Zeke. Apologize? or talking about you like an object. It's not my intention. I'm just using this as an example. If somebody came along and your blaster was gone and you found out somebody took it, wouldn't you be upset?
Yes.
But if somebody came along and explained the situation that your blaster was sentient and needed to be free, would you be a little more understanding and not hunt them down and kill them?
No.
Okay, maybe not blaster. How about your boot? No. Not your cyber leg, but your actual boot.
I mean, maybe.
It depends. Okay, your spare boot, the one that doesn't fit on the cyber leg anymore.
Probably.
I'm not, and Zeke, I'm not saying that you're like a spare boot that doesn't fit anymore. Again, example. So that's why I think this is important.
Ah, I see. It's fine. I'm just saying, be careful when you go talk to Trandoshan, you know.
Oh, they're yeah. Trandoshans are notoriously cranky.
That's fine. All right, I'll go talk to Tozzy, I guess. About what am I talking about?
That Zeke's going to be on the ship till... I already discussed with him the whole probationary period.
I love Zeke. Yeah, no, we should keep him around forever.
Okay, well, see if you can convince Tazzy of that.
I probably can.
You are as wise as they said.
Thank you. Thank you, other little buddy.
Tamor's not here.
Where's Tamor?
Last time I saw him, he was on Ryloth.
How are you here?
Yeah, why are you here then?
Well, because we heard you on Ryloth, so then I tried to find you on Ryloth, but missed you. So then I had to keep going from place to place and finally caught up. You guys move a lot.
You left your owner?
Yeah.
Is he hunting us?
No.
He's probably hunting him.
But now he's probably trying to find you, yeah?
Yeah. If we happen to cross paths, I'm sure he'll want me back. I mean, he's a bounty hunter.
Do we have a call code for him?
Why would you want to call him?
So that we could, I don't know, buy you or something?
Oh, that's a really good... Not that you're an object to be bought and sold, you're a free-thinking being, but, you know, that would probably make him feel better about losing you, because he may be sad to
no, lose we, you. I mean, thinks...
Kay would be very sad if he lost his spare boot, and... Look, he may be angry because you're gone, and this would make him not so angry.
Is that how you freed A1?
No.
A1 just sort of sabotaged the ship...
And then we shot his owner.
Well, we shot his owner. Then we sabotaged his the ship owner. Because we didn't realize he was more free than non-free. Then we
blew up some stuff.
Then, yeah, he tried to kill us again. Then he hijacked us to a planet where he wanted me to give him a lobotomy, which I took out all the parts that were bad. I think I got them all. So
all right,
it's totally different from how A1
different. It's fine.
Will it work?
I don't know. Look, here's the end of the story. We'll try to buy you. If we can't buy you, I'll probably shoot him. He'll probably be dead. It's not like we don't have anybody hunting us anyway, so it's whatever. I'll go talk to Tozzy. We'll get this taken care of, don't worry.
Glorious.
A1, can you help me build Zeke a charging station so he doesn't have to share yours?
Sure. He can use the one in the other cargo hold.
Let's go modify it for him. Come on, guys.
All right, anyway, I'm going to go to talk to Tozzy.
Okay, look, if you're here to talk about Zeke, I already told Corell.
What? Why would you think I would come in here and talk about Zeke?
Because she's going to send you in here to talk to me thinking that you're going to make some headway.
I am going to make some headway.
Look, I already told her that she can do what she... Zeke is Corell's pet project.
All right.
She can do whatever she wants to give him a hand.
Did you get a massage from him? He's got these little actuators in every little finger. It's like magic.
Like magic fingers?
Yeah, like magic fingers. Like, I mean, it's like, it's you'd think with the tiny little hands it'd be creepy and weird, but they move so well. And then they vibrate, and he's got like this little spritzy thing that like sprays scent in the air, you know? And then you're like on this pleasure cruise through space.
So, here's the thing. Let me just be blunt.
You not ever blunt?
I'm going to be blunt this time.
Blunter.
Specific blunter.
All right.
I guess. That little droid has an agenda.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
We don't know anything about this droid. We don't know if this droid was sent by somebody to get on the ship.
Probably.
You know?
Yeah, definitely.
I don't mean to play into your innate paranoia.
No, he's 100% after us. I guarantee it.
We have some enemies.
Yep, all of them, actually.
And?
Republic. Separatists.
I don't want the Republic's not really after us.
You say that now. But
I'm just saying.
No, they're after us too.
But at the end of the day, taking this droid on board is a risk that I didn't want to take.
Oh, sure. No, I get that.
Look, I kind of feel like we have a droid. A1 does everything that we require a droid to do. He fulfills his role on the crew.
Yeah.
And I mean, I guess bringing on another droid, maybe he sees it. He could see it as an insult. He could see it like he wasn't doing his job good enough, so we had to bring on somebody else to do it too.
No. I get that. But you haven't had a massage, though.
You seem fixated on this part.
No. I'm just saying, it's an experience. You just... Look, okay. Let's ignore the massaging, all right? Hard as that may be.
Okay.
We're ignoring that, right? He doesn't really do anything else except for, like, hand you beverages. By the way, cold. Cold beverages.
Yeah.
From his insides.
They come out of my insides cold, too, remember?
Yeah. But you have this on deck whenever you want. Let's say, oh, I'm feeling a little bit like I would like a little different flavor in my golden pod racer. Instead of it being stuck.
Why would I ever want a different flavor in the golden
pod racer? I'm just saying it could happen. It's a new thing. We have a new lease on life. It could be anything.
No. I have the same lease I've always had on life.
No, we have new leases, all of us. Including
you
Zeke.
You just said we had
a new
lease.
He needs a new lease as well. We need to take him off his leash to give him a new lease.
He's on a leash right now?
He is. With some Trandoshan guy. Dude. Fella. Yeah, Trandoshan bounty hunter fella.
What? Trandoshan bounty hunter. See, that's why I said somebody might have sent him.
No. Not Kratusk.
Not Kratusk.
No, not Kratusk. No. Set up mouse. Trinton? Trenston? Trandon? Train wreck? I don't know. Anyway. Listen. Okay, so ignoring all of that, most likely, yeah, he was sent by someone to spy on us.
So I don't know why Corel sent you back here to sell me on this. I already told her it was fine if she takes it on herself.
She wants us all to be a happy family, Tozzy. You know that. She wants us all to be a cohesive unit in happiness and love. And I feel that love from Zeke.
Well, yeah, but this is... look, as I said... He can stay in, he can come on the ship. I'm not, Corel is responsible for him and his behavior on the ship. Something goes wrong and he causes it, it's on her.
All right, I'll let her know. That's the rules, yeah. I get it.
She knows that. I thought that was pretty clear from our conversation.
I'll remind her, but I'm also going to say that you okayed it.
She knows I okayed it.
I'm going to say that you are actually in favor of it. Look, it's just going to make everybody happy. She'll be responsible.
You know what happens when we lie to her. She finds out about it, and then it becomes a thing. Right. Then there's stomping and door slamming and silence and anger.
But that's later. Right now, it'll make everyone happy. You see, it's all about hedging bets, you know. Right? Right now, I'm hedging that we can survive longer when we're stuck inside of space and she can't leave us. That's when she'll find out about that lie.
So it's better that she's stuck on the ship when she finds out about the lie? That's what you think?
Right, because she can't run away. And then we'll all sit down, we'll have a powwow, we'll probably sing it out, and it'll be fine.
I can't stay mad at you.
I can't stay mad at you.
You tell Corel whatever you want to. I take no responsibility for what you say to her.
Right, 100% responsibility. Got it.
I take no, zero responsibility.
100 responsibility. Chuck!
So I'm gonna stay here in the cockpit.
Yes,
and,
you are.
And clean things.
All right.
If you could go talk to Corel, that would be great.
I can do that for you.
Great.
Not a problem, sir. Yep. Captain. My captain.
Yep.
All right.
The captain.
On my way out. Here I go. Stepping out the door.
Yes, you are.
Here I go.
Yep.
Walking out the door.
Yep.
All your idea. Shuts the door.
Nearly fast enough. And from behind Tazi, there's a two squeaks, and a monkey lizard jumps on his shoulder. As the door shuts, Kao hears, "Criff!"
And then the camera pans over to Corel, A1, and Zeke in the back, as they are building a little charging station, which is pretty much just getting an extension cord, so to speak, and hooking it up for Zeke.
Yeah, and it seems to be that simple, but Corel's definitely asking A1, it's like, okay, we gotta improve this station, and A1, since you're the master of improvement, I think this would be something that you'd be very good at.
Okay.
Can you print me out the work order?
Sure.
She takes it from him and fills it out.
Wow, you guys have work orders?
It says, build incredibly awesome charging station for our guest, Zeke.
You have amazingly pretty handwriting.
Oh, thank you very much. A1, here is your work order, sir.
He rolls over and starts working on it. And Zeke's just like,
wow, you're good.
He is amazing, isn't he?
Yeah, but all those mechanic stuff's been rough on your hands.
Oh, no, I mean...
She reaches up and grabs one of your hands.
Maybe a little tense. That's fine. You said you do manicures?
A little nail file pops out.
While they're watching, Curl just kind of leans against the wall and then slowly slides down to the ground, still holding her hand up for Zeke. Like 10 minutes later when K.O. arrives, that's kind of the tableau.
Oh, hello everyone.
Hey,
K.O.
Hi,
K.O. Hey, Zeke, little buddy. What's wrong, little buddy?
Nothing.
All right.
Nothing. It's done.
Okay.
Can we?
Oh, hey, Zeke. You can do the other hand. When we're done here, can you check out A1's work? I'm sure it's magnificent.
I'm sure.
A1 just, like, zips out of the room.
All right. Well, so I talked to Tozzi.
Okay.
And he's down. Yeah, he likes the idea. He thinks that the only thing is that you do need to make sure that it is your responsibility for what Zeke does and does not do. So, if Zeke does something wrong, like, for example, this is just throwing it out there, Zeke, nothing against you. Let's say he has a tracker for a bounty hunter who's trying to kill us. And they show up, and they blow up the ship. That's on you.
That's a good thought. I will check him for that.
I'm just saying to make sure that
does not happen.
That could be a thing. If it happens, it's on you. Right?
But I will check it to make sure it does not happen. Therefore, it is not the problem.
I'm down for magic fingers to be around.
Proud of you for talking Tazi into this.
I know. No, yeah. He was definitely for it. Yeah.
Me too. Can they put a tracker in me?
No. Well, they can. Yeah, I mean,
we could.
Who would track you?
But we don't want to.
Tamar.
Well, no, why would you put a tracker in so he can find you?
I wouldn't, but could he?
Yes.
Well, yeah. Oh, totally.
Definitely.
I'm going to check that out as soon as you fit.
We don't have one in A1 because he's a sentient creature.
Can you get the cuticle on that nail a little shorter?
Wow.
Yes.
Well, he's very good at his job.
I see that, but you're like, you are taking full advantage.
Oh, you had a 26-minute massage.
Yeah, I'm really tense.
Yes, every single separate tentacle got massaged.
Yeah.
You smell like lavender fell on you.
Yeah, I love lavender.
Well, it's a very pleasant
smell.
Mainly
because it sounds amazing when I say it.
Say it again.
Lavender.
It's not bad, actually.
So, swipe over to A1 as he rolls up to the cockpit, and he just pushes the button, opens the door. She wants him to check my work?
What are you going on about, A1? Is this about Zeke?
Told him to check my work?
Do you mean Zeke?
Yes, that thing. Why would she have him check me?
Look, didn't I mention that I said I was pretty clear about the fact that he was going to try and take your job?
And I'm going to flip over to Dark Side because right then the comms go off. And you look down, Tazi, and it's the hospital.
Oh, God. We got to talk about this later, buddy. Sorry. It's the hospital.
Hello? Is this Ensign Tazi?
Yeah. This is Tazi. Go ahead.
Your friend has awoken at the hospital, and she would like to talk with you.
Oh, she has. She has. Yes. Like, now on the comm, I'm going to come. Let me come. We're going to come see her. We'll be there shortly. Tell her, we'll be there shortly. Okay, thank you very much. Okay, buddy, Isla's awake. So we're gonna go see her. Do you want to come with us, or do you want to stay here on the ship? Why don't you come with us? Well, no, because we can't leave him on the ship by himself.
Yeah, I'll stay here with him.
I'll tell Isla you said hello.
Okay.
Is there a message you want me to give her, or?
Give her a hug. A long hug and say that I missed her and can't wait for her to get back here.
I know what you're doing.
Criff.
I appreciate the thought, but I'll simply tell her that you are glad she's okay.
All right.
Is that all right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Good luck.
And if anything happens with counterfeit you,
yeah,
just deactivate him until we get back.
All right. We'll do. A1 looks over at the monkey lizard. You might want to put that someplace it can't get out. I got an idea.
No, let me take care of it. No, we're not jettisoning them. We're not getting it off the ship, and you're not shooting it. Let me rephrase that, A1. Any actions that would result in the death of this thing my mother got for us are things that you will not do.
All right.
Why don't or we take just... part in, or plan, or plot.
Why don't we just put him in the gunnery pod and shut the door?
Because he needs air. And if you seal the gunnery pod when the ship's off, there's no airflow.
I'll leave it cracked.
How about we put him in Corell's room for now?
All right.
Here, good plan. I'll grab the... you. Well, I guess I'll take him. Bring me the pillows and stuff from the gunnery pod that we put in there. We'll put him in Corell's room. He'll be fine on her bed.
All right.
You get down to Corell's room and the door doesn't open for you.
A1, can you take this off the hinges again?
Sure. He pops out the fusion cutter. Psh, psh, psh,
dunk. Just fix that when we get back. Right. We were kind of in a hurry here. And Tazi goes in and puts the stuff on the bed and puts the monkey lizard on the bed. And
yeah, he puts the door up and roughly puts it back in order.
Tazi will then pop into the room where you guys are.
Thank you, Zeke. I really like that color.
Hey, guys. Great job. Guys, the hospital called Isla is awake.
Oh, well, Ellie, good.
So come on, let's get going.
Curl jumps to her feet, grabs one of the bags that Zeke had still on top of his head. Change into this.
Yeah. This is good.
It's an excellent outfit.
Just try it on. You'll see that.
Oh, and here's your new underwear.
Question.
Oh, and the new shirt too.
Question.
What?
Go ahead.
What?
Who's Isla?
Don't worry about it.
We'll tell
fine.
You about her
we'll
in a bit. Later. It's Tazi's friend. Who is a girl.
We don't have labels.
That's right.
It's a Duros labels. That Tazi knows.
Yeah. Yes. I just want to remember that. I want everyone to remember that I didn't provide labels.
Zeke doesn't need the whole backstory right now. We have things to do.
Put the gloves on, please.
A1,
I
tell
will
him we're
take them back to our room and put them on.
We have
go,
a
go,
room.
Go, go,
I'm
go.
Kidding. Go.
Come on. And Carl's pushing you down the hall. Like, she's still got the bag and she's trying to get you back to your room.
So Tazi goes into the room. Tazi puts on the outfit as given and, like, he looks in the mirror and he actually gets a little,
not bad. Actually, not bad.
And he comes out of the room dressed. There is some kind of scent in the air. You don't know what it is because you've never smelled it before.
Carl smells her nails. The leans over and smells Kao's tentacle.
Kao smells his armpit.
No.
All right, well,
what is that?
If you guys are ready, what's what?
It smells kind of like...
It smells something.
It smells like a citrusy ozone.
It smells something. It's not bad.
No.
It's actually pretty good, but...
It's not too bad, but it's clashing with the lavender.
Is that you? Kao walks over to...
No, I'm smelling something burning.
No, it's not me.
Kao
nope.
walks over to Tazi and starts sniffing.
No, it is not. Stop that.
It is definitely you.
Okay, let's go. He looks magnificent.
I didn't have time to get in the fresh air.
He looks magnificent.
It's
let's
fine.
Get him. Let's get him
it's
to
fine.
The hospital.
He wants to like her. He wants to love her. He wants... Sorry. Go. Leaving. Shutting up now.
I'm waiting for the fourth time he says it. That's when he usually actually shuts up.
Tazi actually kind of storms off to the speeder.
I'm assuming Kao and Krill are going with.
Yeah, obviously.
Oh, yeah, totally.
You have to...
Oh, you guys are coming along? That's great. That's nice. Isla will be happy to see you. You know, if we could only keep the whole romantic relationship talk to a minimum as she's just gotten out of a coma,
I'm
that would be great.
I'm not the person who brought it up right now.
I can promise you I probably won't bring it up.
That's a
I
lie.
Also can promise you that he will probably not bring it up.
See?
60% of the time you're telling the truth, you're not telling the truth.
60% of the time, I'm telling the truth every
100%
time.
100% of the time.
I'm not going to get into the figures
here. Can you
here.
Please
let's,
drive?
Let's just go.
We're waiting for you.
Good luck with you.
We're in the speeder next to you. Come on.
All right, so the camera follows as you guys head towards the hospital. A1 and Zeke are at the bottom of the landing ramp for the ship, and Zeke just kind of looks over at A1. And, the revolution started, brother.
Tweets from the dark side.
Hey, it's from Richard. What is the name of that drink where you mix blue milk with hard alcohol?
Disgusting. I wouldn't mix milk and alcohol.
When did we do this?
It's called cottage cheese.
When did we do blue
that?
Milk and alcohol?
I think it's just a general question.
Well, so do we get to make up a drink now? That's what we're talking about?
Sure.
Because, like, I remember...
I think didn't you make a drink for him once with, like, powdered bantha milk? And
sure.
Huh?
Call it a blue moon.
Call it a blue moon.
No.
Space station.
No. We call it the milk's gone bad.
That's right. That's what we would call it.
All right. Enjoy that answer.
No, the chunky pie jack is what it is.
Chunky pie jack.
All right.
Next question.
Yes.
Curdle. We call it curdled poodoo.
Yeah.
All
Our Patreon backer for this episode is Angela from friend of the show, Fandible. They have a great podcast, and you should check them out as well. Angela, thank you for supporting us. It really means a lot.
We recently started a Redemption Discord channel. This is for listeners to come and interact with cast members, some of our guest stars we've had, as well as Patreons. If you're interested in joining the channel, please reach out to us on social media, on Twitter and Facebook, and one of the members will make sure that you can get in. We look forward to seeing you guys there. Thanks.
Redemption is played using the Star Wars role-playing game system by Fantasy Flight Games and Lucas Books. You can find us on social media, Facebook and Twitter, at Redemption Pod, and Instagram, at Redemption Podcast, and our website, redemptionpodcast.com. Please leave us a review on iTunes or any other thing that you use to listen to us. It really does help us, helps people find us, and it makes us feel really good about ourselves. So I like to feel good. You know, you do. Wink. And if you like us, please consider our Patreon, patreon.com/redemption. It's we don't need it, but we love it. We appreciate it. We want to do this, and we love you for everything you do.